You said it best at the end of your press conference in that thank you to the Canadians. And then you made the message also that the future Canadians, new Canadians, have to keep kids playing hockey. You made so many people play hockey. You've done so much for Canada hockey.
But I think there's some neat challenges for the person that's going to take over for me to make sure that the new Canadians play. He's got a perfect launching pad. We got our 100th anniversary coming. We're going to have displays going across the country. We're going to just initiate a new program with Bauer, Grow the Game. So we're going to get at that. We're going to find ways that those new Canadians can play at a really cheap rate. We're going to do six-week programs instead of eight-month programs so that we just give them a taste to get in the game. And I think that's the key. We have to try different structural changes so kids don't have to commit from September till April. Give them a taste, and then I think they'll find out how great this game is, and then we'll want to play it for that long.
You mentioned that when you started 23 people, now you guys are over 100. How different is it now when you look at this program compared to when you started here?
You know what, the biggest difference, and Paul Delpart's still here with me, myself and him and Ronnie Robinson and Murray Costello, we'd have to meet to see if we had money to make sure the programs would work. We have dollars now through all of our sponsorship deals, but we've got to make sure we spend it right. And, I'm really confident in the staff. The staff is so energetic at Hockey Canada, it's unbelievable. And it'll create new platforms for us to move the game forward.
44 gold medals while you've been under here. Is there one that really stands out for you after this?
You know what? I've been asked that question a lot here. It's really tough to say. Yeah, obviously, Olympic gold means so much. Vancouver, 27 million people watching the gold medal game. But you probably got to go back to the first one when I took over the whole control of the junior team was in Sweden in Jabo. We had a real, real young team when we beat Forsberg and Naslin. That was the first one. It was pretty special.